and his bassoon. And now featuring a little sunshine. There's someone in the studio next door.
And that would be me.
Let's go about town.
Morning, Otis. Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, doing well, doing well. Just to reiterate what you've said earlier, the way this community comes together after something, like what happened on Friday, it's just such a great example of the resilience and the generosity of this community. It's beautiful and touching.
After the storms last week on Friday, I guess just say Friday, and all our prayers, all our support going out to everybody. As I told you earlier, my family just right in the middle, just missed family, relatives, friends. We just, as we said, sending out our best wishes to everybody affected by the storms.
Yeah, same here.
And you did a brilliant cartoon about it, buddy.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Just reflecting the resilience of that spirit.
Yeah.
And, those who give their time and energy, which is a theme of, in a way, of today's Jeff
time
Around Town.
And energy.
Yeah, well,
okay.
as we know, Mother's Day is just around the corner. And for those who are fortunate enough to have your mom, how will you celebrate? So Otis, in the past, I've, bought my mom some flowers for her garden, and maybe I will again this year, because, well, who doesn't love beautiful flowers? But more than anything, I really do think the best thing that you can give someone is, not just to your mom, but anyone, is the gift of time. But Otis, for those who know me, and you know me, my schedule is pretty nuts, and it is. So, but the other day, I decided to once and for all take the time to do something I had never done before, thanks to my mom. Before I get there, I need to tell you real quick about Barry and Gretchen Reed of Papillion. Around the year 2000, they were visiting Beijing, and they came upon a park and saw a group of people doing what looked like this very beautiful and slow motion exercise. And you've seen this thing in Hong Kong?
I had wandered into Victoria Park in Hong Kong seeking a little peace from all the cacophony of that huge city.
Mm.
And there was, about 40 or 50 people doing this dance, as you call it.
Yes.
Can you explain?
Yes. And
it was beautiful.
Well, and for those who are familiar with Tai Chi, that is essentially what it is. Tai Chi has movements like wave hands like clouds. White crane spreads its wings. It just sounds beautiful just in the words. It's often called meditation in motion, but because there are health benefits, some call it medication in motion. So Barry and Gretchen are inspired by their visit to China, and when they come back to Nebraska, they decide to not only learn about Tai Chi, but to start offering classes, which they began to do in the mid-2000s and in Papillion, and they're still doing it. Well, I do think they do it in the park on occasion, but currently, the one I went to was indoors. So, and I knew that my mom had been going for several years, and she would talk about how invigorating it was and how she believed it had improved her health. So, once in a while, as moms will do, she would gently suggest that, might be something, Jeff, that you might like. But again, no time, Mom. And not that I was skeptical, but I wasn't really sure how doing something so gently and slowly could actually be exercise. So
I've tried it. It's interesting.
It is. And so the other day, I finally took the time to attend this class with my mom. And they were holding it at the McWilliams Center next to St. Columbkill Church on 84th Street in Papillion. It's a really great facility. There were about 60 people. And Otis, everyone in that room looked so elegant. It was like a slow motion ballet. Now me, I'd never done it. I felt really clumsy and I was still learning the movements. So I found myself not only watching the instructors, Otis, but watching my mom and asking her, here I am, a grown man. I'm asking my mom, what should I be doing? So after all these years, my mom was still teaching me. But I did feel like all of those movements and stretches, I was becoming more aware of my body and its movements. I felt relaxed and invigorated, and it was great. And more than that, Otis, I saw my mom in a new way, in a beautiful way, doing Tai Chi. She's always been young at heart, and it was great to do Tai Chi with her and her friends. And I'm not saying that you have to go out and do Tai Chi with your mom, but what can you do that's important to her or to others? You know, what interests do they have? And especially, you know, right now, after the storm, what can you do to help others, to uplift them and make their lives a little better? And, you know, flowers are always great, and but time is always even better. And Otis, I just want to mention for anyone who is interested, Gretchen and Barry hold classes every Sunday and Wednesday morning at the McWilliams Center. It's totally free. It's all ages, but they also have other classes there, including senior exercise. And one last thing, speaking of time,
yes,
Barry and Gretchen are about to celebrate their 59th wedding anniversary. So a big congratulations to them.
I love that. About town.
About town. Thanks, Otis.
Hey, I love that. So your mom, she's good at it.
She's really good at it.
Tai Chi's really, really It's really beautiful when a group of people are doing amazing. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Otis.
Thanks to all of you for being with us. Yeah, give a little time. We'll go about town with Jeff when it's appropriate. Right now, we'll head for Mexico with John Williams, the guitarist, the music of Manuel Ponce, KVNO.